Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. Good day.
Yes,
I have Lehman McLean here on the line, and he's ready for a Roundup claim.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi there, Lehman. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. You have a good day.
Hi, Lehman.
Bye.
Emmanuel,
thank you. You do the same.
On a recorded line, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you okay.
Oh, yes. So you were looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, correct?
Yes.
And you haven't signed on with any firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that? Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And was it you that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or a family member?
Me.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
What do you mean by subtype?
Do you know the type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you got, or not sure?
It's Roundup.
Okay. That's... And
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right. Okay, and then you're filing for yourself, and then what year were you diagnosed? Do you remember the date?
The date was October 2016. No, that's when the date chemo started. April 2000 when that's the date.
April of 2016, okay. Perfect, thank you. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I would say, Ralph, like I said, it's been a while. I don't remember the exact year. I don't remember exact age, but you know.
Yeah, so I guess I'm trying to say, were you between the ages of 18 and 79 when you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say roughly about in my 60s.
Okay.
I'm 72 now, yeah.
Now, did you use the product mostly at home or at work or both?
Residential area, I use it in my yard for killing grass and weeds.
Okay.
Killing the weeds and grass.
And what was the address you would have used that at?
112 Day Drive, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37042.
I'm sorry, a little slow.
Also
please.
Have
you
a
said,
neighbor up the street, I use it.
You said 112?
Yes, 112 Day Drive, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37042.
Perfect.
Also, I use it for some neighbors also. I was, you know, doing a little bit of yard work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the address at the moment.
Did any of your neighbors or friends or family get sick because of it or no? Not sure.
No, I was using it for them.
Okay.
They didn't get sick.
Got it.
Not to my knowledge.
And what year would have been the first time you started using Roundup?
Like I said, April 2000. I mean, I probably used it off and on before then, but that's when I really started, around the 2000.
Okay, so from like 2000 to 2016, so about 16 years you used it?
Somewhere
around there?
Okay. Around the neighborhood, yes.
All right. So you would have sprayed it for more than 10 days, right?
Oh, yeah. Way more than that.
And then the phone that we're on, the 931-444-7630, is that a cell phone or a landline?
That's a landline, but I do have a cell phone also.
What is your cell?
931-206-8281.
Thank you. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And then
just yes or no to these following questions in regards to other ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with. Have you ever had lupus or no?
No.
Hepatitis B or no?
No.
Epstein-Barr or no?
No.
Hepatitis C or no?
No.
HIV AIDS or no?
don't have to test and though it was negative.
Okay.
I didn't get that test.
Autoimmune disease or no?
Say that again.
An autoimmune disease or no?
Well, what kind of disease?
Autoimmune?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No. I don't have a rheumatoid, but I do have arthritis. You know, when I was in the military, I got my knee banged up on a truck tank when I was out, you know, training. Mm-hmm. Had a 105mm gun tube laid on my knee.
Oh,
and the
wow.
doctor told me that, you know, after a while, oh, I get more arthritis, you know, built in.
But,
you know, it don't hold me back. I still, you know, move.
Oh, okay. How about diabetes? Mellitus or no?
No. I'm lucky I ain't got that. I got a brother got it. I'm glad I ain't got that.
And then...
never been diagnosed with it.
And have you ever had any organ transplants or no?
No. All I had was a knee replacement.
And have you ever been diagnosed with any other kind of cancers or no?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer or no?
Well, my father, you know, like I said, I don't know a whole lot of people on my family, but as far as I know, no.
No? Okay.
My grandfather lived to get over 100 years old. Mama died about a year ago. She was like 94.
Oh, wow, you got some good genes, then.
Like I said, when I was raised, right, have no contact with my, you know, my father. He was, I guess I was outside. He had another family. I don't know too much. In fact, I know nothing about them.
Same.
No one. That's my dad. He's dead and gone.
Same here. I don't know anything on that side. And then just to double check the way your name is spelled in the file, it's L-E-A-M-O-N, and then last name, M-C-C-L-A-I-N?
That's correct.
And is the second C capital or no?
Well, the Lord was actually, you know, I always write just small capital, but when I was a child, the second C was capital. A lot of times people capitalize it, and a lot of times they don't.
I'll capitalize it then on here.
When I was a child, I used to capitalize. Okay, no problem.
And then, will you confirm your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And then, are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay. And then, this next question asks for your height in feet and inches.
5'9". I'm about 215 pounds. And what you said, feet and what else? And height?
Yep, that was
weight
it.
And what else?
No, that was, for that question, that was it.
Yeah, okay.
And then this next question asks,
mm-hmm.
how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was that just the doctor diagnosing you or seeing commercials or anything?
No, I was online, you know, saw the commercial on TV, and I submitted online application on the internet.
Okay. Let me write this down. Give me one second. I'm not the fastest typer here.
Oh, no problem. I can't type at all. It's like two.
And that commercial.
Maybe 200 words.
And that commercial on TV and online, when, how long ago did you see that?
It been, you know, I always saw it off and on, but I just saw it, you know, particular time, and I just said, well, I'm going to, you know, apply for mine.
Sure.
I can't remember. You know, they show it off and on. They used to show it all the time on TV.
Sure. So was it like last year or the year before that or this year?
Could have been 2 or 3 years ago, but last year, actually, when I really, you know.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, so we'll say, okay. And then what would be the best email address for you?
I mean, to get in contact with me, that's 112 Dave Drive. That's where I live now.
No, the best email address.
Email, that's Lehman, first name. Should I spell it out to you? Or?
So Lehman,
L-E-A-M-O-N. Okay, L is in Lima. Mm-hmm. L-E-A-M-O-N, correct. McLean, McClain, at Bell, B-E-L-L, south.net.
Perfect. So first and last name
at Lehman McClain at BellSouth.net.
Thank you for confirming that. And then how many times a year or a month would you say you use the Roundup?
I would say about maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's 52 weeks in a year times 16 years. Times like 3 times. Okay, so you would have used it we'll say like 3 times a month then. Oh, I'm sorry, a week, 3 times a week, so that'd be,
yeah.
And then you would have used the Roundup for at least a full year before you were diagnosed, right?
Right, correct. Somewhere around there. Sorry, my voice. I kind of got a sore throat.
That's okay.
Except down in the air conditioner, nigga. It's kind of warm here.
What's the weather at
last
right
week,
now?
So it's kind of chilly. Well, this week, we've been nice weather. We got like in round 80s.
Oh, that's not bad for it
I
being.
I think it ain't gonna stay like that.
Oh, it's gonna start getting colder soon.
Last week ago, it was like about in the 60s, in the 70s, and 50s, but this week it got, you know, kind of warm, kind of messy up, you know, when it get hot like this, and then all of a sudden get cold.
Yeah, that's when
but
people start getting.
But we know it ain't gonna be around long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. In fact, I got to go get my flu shot.
Does the VA take care of you? Do you have a VA rating, a disability rating?
The VA take care of all of that stuff, flu shot and the
oh, good.
And all the shot that you get for the, yeah, the VA takes care of it.
And then did you wear protective gear when using the Roundup?
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you. No.
Okay.
I should have.
And
should
then
have
so
one.
You mostly just
couple
applied
times
it around.
I used it, but
you mostly just applied it around your yard and your neighbor's yard, right?
Yes. Even I cut grass, but now I'm gonna start putting my mask on because I don't like grass sometimes. Mm-hmm. How get caught? Like I don't know what it seems like. You know, they put so much stuff on this grass nowadays. You cut grass, and you know it messes up. Period.
Yeah.
And I have to start wearing my mask. My girlfriend gets. When you cut grass, you need to put something on your face. I'm like, you know, men, we think we know it all, most of us. But
and
from now on, I'm going to be putting my protective mask on something when I cut.
And then this was in Tennessee that you used
it? If the good Lord able me to cut. Pardon me?
It
say
was
that again.
In Tennessee that you're using it?
Yes.
And was it just the premix that you use, the ones that come with the handle?
Yes. Well, actually, it was concentrated. Spray bottle.
Oh. And then it was you that had direct exposure, right?
Yes, right.
And do you get your water from a well or city water?
I get it from the city.
Okay.
Actually, I don't drink the water out of the faucet. I buy my water, buy the bottles, and I know that's not safe either because they said the plastic, you can get some kind of sickness from this plastic they put the water in. So everything you do nowadays, something, you know, you can get sick anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
They said that plastic is not what you call all protective either. I've heard it many times.
And have you ever been exposed to
how
any
true
other,
it is, I don't know, but
have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No, no.
And
I got a
then.
brother been exposed to all that stuff, but he's, you know, head is not right. And I'll be trying to get him to go to the VA. He always, you know, like, he really, he, the man is, he really needs help, but he say something to him, he get mad. So I just said, well, you don't want to listen, I'll just keep my mouth closed. I don't want to start no argument, man.
Sure. And so
he's really crazy.
I have a brother that's just like that. So when you bought the Roundup, was it mostly at like Home Depot or Lowe's or a local, you know, hardware store or paint store?
Yeah, I bought it from Home Depot. I bought from Lowe's, different places.
And you don't need to have them, but by chance, would you happen to have any of like any receipts or like leftover containers?
No, I disposed all of it. I'm sorry, I don't have it.
That's okay. And then, have you ever been a smoker?
In my younger days, I did.
How many years would you say you
ago.
Smoked? Like a year, 2 years, 5 years? How long would you say?
Well, it could have been maybe 15, 20, because when I was in the military, I didn't do nothing. And, you know, get with the soldiers, you know. You don't smoke, you don't drink, anybody will call you a little chump and all that.
Right.
So after I got in the military, I kind of got away from it.
Okay, so we'll say like 15 years.
So start going to church and try to do the right thing, all the smoking and drinking and all that stuff. No,
right.
I'm too old for that now.
What branch were you in the Army?
Army.
The Army, okay. And what years did you serve?
What years?
Yeah, what are your...
I went in 1970, and I stayed in 70 to about 79,
1980.
1980 when I got out.
1981, okay, so 70 to 81. And was it an honorable discharge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Were you ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune or no?
I worked at Army Depot over in West Germany.
Was from, oh, cool.
But I have no feelings for Camp Lejeune. That's my brother was there. I was all over. I was in Mannheim. I was in Frankfurt for a little bit. I was in Karlsruhe. But I was also in Baumholder for a short while because I was a tanker.
Oh, cool. And
back in the day, they used to have a whole bunch of soldiers overseas. And I got out and worked at the depot at Germersheim for about almost 17, 18 years. And they start sending all of the American soldiers and from over there. So my boss told me, said, well, y'all got to leave here. You can stay here without a job. You can go back to America with a job. I said, well, I'm going back home with a job.
There
you go. So I came in and sent me to Fort Campbell, and I worked at Fort Campbell until I retired in 2018.
Oh, wow. And then you said you're receiving VA benefits. Do you know what your rating is?
80%.
80%? Okay. Let me put that there. And then, do you know your VA number?
C-29-717-875.
I'm sorry, 329?
C-29-717-875.
875, thank you. And then, have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' comp claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
You mean from job stuff? No, no, I never.
Okay.
I think I got workman comp. Well, I got a, no, it was, I had a job one time and I left it. And I think I got unemployment for about 2 weeks and I said, heck with this, I'm going back to work. But that time you get nothing for unemployment.
Yeah, right. And then this one asks, other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And
I had two speeding tickets and I've been, other than that, nothing.
No, yeah, perfect. Thank
with
you.
DUIs and none of that stuff.
Oh, good. No, I can tell you're a good man. And then I'll find the address. I just need to know the hospital that you were diagnosed and treated at.
The hospital? You mean you want to know the hospital that I was, in Kenova Healthcare Center, Clarksville? You want the address also?
Let me see if I can find it.
You know the address also?
The one on Dunlop Lane?
Kenova, that's T-E.
Okay.
Kenova.
Tenova, yeah, I see it here. And do you remember your doctor's name?
651 Dunlop Lane, Clarksville.
Do you remember your doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Dr. Richard Martin, the third.
Give me 1 second to look for him. Richard Martin, the third?
Harry.
Okay. Perfect. Give me 1 second. I have all his info here. And then, let me see. Oh, there's his phone number. Okay. And he or you would be able to provide medical records, correct?
I don't have my equipment at the moment. I need to get them from the hospital.
Oh, yeah, but not the second, but you'd be able to get them, right?
Yes.
Sure, okay. And then how has this diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, right at the moment, I'm doing pretty good.
Doing better now.
First, it's kind of tough, but I'm okay now. I mean, much better, you know. Sometimes I feel a little weak, but other than that, try to eat right, and like I said, no smoking, no drinking, so not too bad.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't drink or smoke either. And then I know you said they started treating you for chemo in October of 2016, right?
It's not, October 2016.
Okay. And then chemo, did they also do radiation or surgery or stem cell transplant or just the chemo?
Just the chemo.
Okay. And then I know you said your current address is still the 112 Dave Street? Dave Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're just about done. Only a couple more questions here. This next question just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to do an emergency contact or no?
Yes, well, I have a girlfriend. I'm going to give you her number. That's what number, in case something happens. She's the one that, you know, I don't have no family here. She's the one that's more closer to me down here.
What's her name?
I have a sister, but they're all in Georgia. You know, if something happens, my girlfriend can always contact them.
Right. Okay.
So it'd be okay if I give you her number?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's 931-241-3298.
And what's her name?
Patsy, Patsy, Bryant, Bryant.
Alrighty. And then the last question here is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
March 12, 1952. 3-12-52? Right.
And then your social?
253-88-0659.
Alrighty. And then is your cell phone with you close by?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to text you. I'm about to text you a DocuSign so we can try to sign electronically. And then give me one second while I send this out.
We can't do it on the computer, no. I guess cell phone's faster.
Yeah, we'll do it on the cell phone.
Okay.
Give it just a second. It's loading here on my end.
Okay.
And we would have permission to contact your girlfriend in case we're not able to get a hold of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. The DocuSign is still loading. You should see it in one more minute here. Any second now, it should get to you. It'll come from an automated text
okay.
message from DocuSign on your cell phone.
Manual. No, that's not
it. Yep, that's me. Yep, that's the one. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. And hit on that with a... Working. Do you agree to receive future SMS message?
Yep.
The document at this number? Yes. And the document... Continue or decline? Because it's sent by email. Which one I hit continue?
Yep, hit continue.
Please review the act of these documents. I agree. Continue. It says select start to begin.
Correct.
Start. Draw your signature. Ooh. Can I draw my signature? Can I use a stylus?
If your device lets you use a stylus, yes.
Wow. Let me. I'm gonna have to put my cause I got big hands and.
Sure.
I put my first name up top.
Okay.
Adopt and sign. Do I click that?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Adopt and sign. This is sign. Signature. Sign. Your initial. Stop and miss something, initial. Finish. You are done signing.
Awesome.
You may
okay.
download or print or use an icon.
Yep, you're all.
Just click on continue or what?
Yep, you're all set. You can actually exit from that.
Finish.
I'm also gonna text you. From my direct line, just in case you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you can call or text this other 949
okay.
number. Give me 1 second. Let me type it up. I'm just going to say, hello, this is Emmanuel that helped you with the roundup intake. This is my direct line. If you need me.
And in case I need to get in contact with you, by any chance.
That 949 number that I just texted you is my direct line, so you can call or text me. But the firm should
okay,
reach out to you in about a
I'm
week or two
down.
To introduce themselves. The firm themselves
okay.
will call you and introduce themselves in a week or two. But if you don't hear from them and you want an update, you can just reach
mm-hmm.
out to me directly. But other than that, you're all set for the evening, Lamon, and I'll let you get back to your day, okay?
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do the same. Thanks.